Today's gospel comes from the second chapter of John. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the text today, there's twice the disciples remembered the verse, "Zeal for my house of the Lord." It's from Psalm 69, that, you know, Jesus was doing this action. Get out of here, you know. And then he talked about his body being a temple, which is what they remembered as well. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was his temple. So there's two moments of memory. And that's what I was trying to talk just about the kids about, because stories are things, you know, they're memory devices to teach a lot of times. Stories, you know, I would say for memory, three of the most important things are the three S's: stories, song, and sayings. So, like the first song, all right, let's see how I can do on the guitar. The first song I remember in church was, I don't know, it's probably third grade, but and I've sung this one before, but I can't do it. It's too high. I liked it before. Love, love, love. That's what it's all about. Do you know that one?
No, but I can.
It goes, love, love, love. You know this one. Some of you. That's what it's all about. Because God loves us. We love each other. Mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout. Because that's what it's all about. It's about love, love, love. And then you change the words. So thank you, Terry. There's going to be more. John, come to the piano for a second. John, come to the piano. It's going to be Stump the Band. So when you think about songs and think about songs of love, you know, think about the first love song you ever heard. Now, I mean, because there's so many, there's thousands. I mean, you can pick thousands that are in our hymnal, or think of popular tunes, and we can stump these guys easily, I'm sure. Now, if it's before 1926, then they might not know it. So, but, you know, what are the love songs? Like, when you think of a love song, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's that? Oh, Love Me Tender. I know Terry knows it because Terry's a giant Elvis fan. Tender, love me, sweet. I don't know how it goes. All right, well, that's good. We got the idea. We got the idea, John. We got the idea. Okay, let's switch. I mean, so Love Me Tender, you know, that's a classic. What's another love? When I said that earlier, what was the first tune that came to your mind? Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus is not the tune, I don't think, because I don't know it. Sing it. See, that's the thing. That's the thing with love songs. I'm not a lyrics guy. I don't know the lyrics for anything. Terry, that's can verify that. I can't remember anything, and he's watched me sing for a while. But the tunes, it's the tunes for me of songs. You know, when I may not know all the words, but it's the tunes of songs. What's another love song?
Oh,
Yes.
Jesus loves me.
Oh, Jesus loves me. That's a good one.
Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
One more. Ooh, love is a many splendored thing. Do you know that one? Do you know it?
Can you start it?
Start it, Ken.
Love is a many splendored thing.
All right, we've officially stumped them. I like it. Three songs in. That's good. You can go ahead and sit back down, John. You can go ahead and sit back down. But that's the thing. So songs, you know, are one of the S's. Sayings are another one. You know, when those bracelets came out, was it in the 80s with What Would Jesus Do? Remember that one? You know, everybody had them. It was a big thing, and you start thinking that. And my favorite bumper sticker is, "No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace." No is the first. No in your brain. K-N-O-W. No Jesus, and you know peace. And oh Jesus, no Jesus, no peace. I've liked that bumper sticker forever. It makes me think about lots of different things. Or another one that was popular was, think globally, act locally. Remember that one? Some of you seen that one? And that still might be around. I mean, those things are still true. You know, my mom strongly urged me every time, you know, don't lie. Because it's not a good thing. And I remember when President Nixon, and I've told this before, but when President Nixon was on television being impeached, that's what my mom said. He started with a little lie, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and look what happened to the most powerful man. You know, don't lie. So that's seared in, those sayings. What other sayings that you heard, like, growing up, or that is one that you know, a saying like, oh yeah, come on now. Well, do not steal, yes, okay, so you're going to go 10 commandments. Other than 10 commandments, seared in your brain. Yes, Trudy. What's that? Be good and behave. Who said that to you? Your father said that to you. That's good. And Beth is pretty good and behaves most of the time. Trudy, what were you going to say?
This is my mom. Don't be a party pooper.
Don't be a party pooper. That sounds like a story about some giants I could tell you, but I'm not going to say. Never mind. What, any other sayings? Say what you mean. And mean what you say. Ooh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Moderation in all things.
Yes. Yeah, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. These sayings. You know, and Jesus, that's what the text pointed to. When Jesus was doing this action, they remembered. They remembered this thing in Scripture, their Scripture. You know, their Old Testament was their Scripture, and they remembered in the Psalm. Where was that? Yeah, Psalm 69. The zeal of the house of my Lord will consume me. I mean, they remembered that. That's what Scripture is. It's those sayings. It's those things. It's stories. Because that's the third S. You got the songs. That's the easy one, and everybody likes songs. And then you have sayings, you know, which, depending on how you're living out some of the sayings, you're going to remember them more than other things. And then you've got stories. So, you know, that song, Love, 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 that's what it's all about. I thought that's what it was all about in the song in the church I grew up in. We sang that song. Then I went to PLU and I took a class called, in my second half of my freshman year, The Problem of Evil. I didn't know evil was a problem until I took this class. And one of the things, Professor Knudsen was his name, who had very limited sight, but incredible insight. And, you know, I'm taking the class, and, you know, this was in the, you know, early, this was in 83, yeah, or 84. So environmental things, hey, it's a thing again. But environmental stuff was huge. The earth is about to explode. We're done for 30 years ago, 33 years ago. And nuclear war, that is upon us soon because the wall was still up. I had just gone to Germany a couple years ago, and I went to Berlin to visit an exchange student friend, and I saw the wall, and I touched the wall, and I was on the other side, on the free side of the wall, and you know these folks are—that's other 16-year-olds on the other side there—and it just kind of started to blow my mind as a high schooler. But then the more we talked in this class, it's like, crud, evil is a huge problem because it was story after story after story of humanity failing. And then we studied the Holocaust. And to see images that I had never seen before growing up on Kamino Island of just the horrors of war and World War II and what the Nazis chose to do with Jewish people. I mean, it devastated me. I didn't know if I could sing that song, Love, Love, Love. You know, and I read the book Night. How many of you have read the book Night? Well, you should read it. Oh, that's not very many people. You should check it out from the library or get it because that will make you think about the problem of evil. Because it's story after story after story. And it turns out, you know, there are big epic stories. We love big films where there's good and evil and good triumphs in some way, you know. But as one of my pastor friends said in our text study, that's not where life is really lived. We'd like it to be epic and clear, but how life is lived is in the more ordinary moments. So I asked my mom, you know, after that class, I came home for Thanksgiving. It's like, well, happy Thanksgiving, German mother, because my mother was German, you know, and I just was studying this, and it's like, why'd you let this happen? I asked my mom. And well, first of all, she said, I was 7 at the end of the war. So, you know, it wasn't her fault. You know, I mean, but that's a real answer. But, I mean, what she told me was, you know, when you lived in Germany, when I did, this is not here. You know, Germany was very regimented, and if you weren't in line, you were going to that camp, or you will be in jail. I mean, it was a much different time. And she said that, you know, when she was, because they had Hitler Youth, and she said, you know, I resisted. I would not raise my hand. You know, I got in trouble for that. And she lost her father in the war and her grandfather in the war. So the one thing she told me, the saying, which this is probably the most powerful saying, is there's nothing good that comes out of war. And that's her experience. Now, this nation came out of a war. That's how nation building works. But, and that's the problem of evil, back to that question, how does that work? If we say love, 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 and sing that, that's what it's all about. And yet, that's not how the world really works. So, songs, sayings, stories, these are the things that help us to think as we move forward, as we keep moving forward and keep living. What song comes to mind when there is that problem of evil? When I'm not sure, God, are you there? Well, that's why we have songs. Because sometimes we can't articulate, I don't know. But I do remember a song, and that seems to make sense. Love, 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 that's what it's all about. And I do remember my mom saying, there is nothing good that comes out of war. And I do remember a story that Jesus told. And you can pick that story, whatever is your favorite Jesus story, to remind you that love is, what it is all about. Or like in the Paul reading today, Paul says, you know, to be extremely clear, whether you're a Greek, whether you're a Jew, we're all fools for Christ. That's the best we get to be, is fools for Christ. God's love in this world is amazing. That's why we sing Amazing Grace. And it's a mystery because it's God's world doing God's things through us fools. Whether we are warlike or not, God continues to come to us, to work through us. And that's part of our Lenten journey. That's why we're here. That's why I talked with the kids about stories today. Because the things to remember when we have problems, when we don't know what's going on in the world, think of a song. Because it will center you. Or remember that saying. Whatever it is. And it'll come to you. That's part of the Holy Spirit's job, is to remind us of those songs and those sayings and the stories that guide us and center us again, that remind us, oh, through baptism, we're forgiven and beloved children of God. And the meal, that's a reminder that grace, we get grace like bread and like wine. All of those things, remember. Remember, even in times of war and conflict, remember, remember, remember. Songs, sayings, stories, remember. Amen.